The purpose of the report is not just to inform, but also to make clear that there are things we can do practically that can affect the direction of climate change.
The National Climate Assessment. It is here. He speaks, Jay Carney, the voice from the White House. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for joining us. Besides that, taxed by the mile in the Golden State. No selfies at graduations? And Monica Lewinsky tells her side of the story. Will it sink the Hillary ship? Oh, my. We have a lot to talk about in this hour here on ATN. The climate assessment, they say, is easier to understand and has big, bad assessments from an intergovernmental panel on climate change, saying that warming is already upon us, and as the climate changes, extreme weather could become the norm. So the White House pulled out all the proverbial stops for the rollout of the new climate assessment, including making the president available to talk to local and national weather people about global warming. You know how long the report is? 839 pages. So it has current impacts, projections of what's happening across a wide swath of regions and economic factors, too. And I've read a little bit of it. And there are a couple of highlights from this climate change assessment. One of the things is the extremes, talking about what the extremes are in the climate, saying that it happens gradually, kind of like a boiling pot of water. They find that the U.S. average temperature is expected to rise 1.1 Celsius to 2.2 Celsius over the next few decades. Or 2 Fahrenheit to 4 Fahrenheit, basically, which they think, you know, if you look at that, is that hard to adapt to that? 83 to 73, that's not that noticeable, right? But the report says that hides dramatic changes. So that's the problem. It keeps climbing, and this is where they talk about rain and how much more rain in some areas, the average rainfall, and then in other areas where it's not. So how about this? Later this year, the President's Environmental Protection Agency will put regulations out designed to curb carbon emissions from existing power plants. So this is the scientific threat of climate change, and they're trying to make that crystal clear to back up what will happen down the line. As you can imagine, there is a lot of reaction to this. I think there'll be really more reaction when you bring regulations into it, the EPA and all of that, that it changes. This was a way, I believe, to soften the blow and use all the scientific evidence. So the National Climate Assessment, and that is what it's called, and how many people will take this to heart and how many people will say, well, this is just justifying what the EPA is going to try to drop down on us as far as regulations are concerned, especially when it comes to power plants. All right, you can always throw in your 2 cents as we plow down the road on a couple of the things that I mentioned, the selfies at graduation. Can you really tell kids when they're getting their diploma, geez, I'm sorry you can't take that picture anymore? Does it really plug up the line? Are we all just a bunch of sourpusses? Do we sometimes have to adapt to a younger culture? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. It's happening at a lot of universities, a couple of them in Missouri. Jack in Australia. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. You know, every time I see Jay Carney give a press conference, I keep waiting for his boxes to catch fire. You know, he comes out there and it's just a case of liar, liar, pants on fire. And I'm quite sure that this environmental report will be a lovely work, what was it, 800 pages of pure fiction. Because, you know, it doesn't take much fact-checking to cross between the estimates they've been giving and the actual recorded temperatures and do your own averages to work out that somebody who puts these reports together cannot do basic math. But that's not actually what I called up about. I called up about the kidnapping in Nigeria and the young girls have been kidnapped.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it is happening in our cultures every day. About 7 or 8 years ago, I was living next to a Turkish family in a rather well-to-do suburb of Melbourne in Australia. And young girl, she was 17 when she graduated high school. She came home from her graduation ceremony, which her parents for some reason didn't attend because they thought it was in bad taste, to find a 68-year-old gentleman waiting for her who was going to be her husband. Arranged marriages, by the way, under Australian law, as it is in under American law, it is illegal.
Yeah.
Now, you know, this young girl had worked flawlessly. She wanted to take a gap year before going to college. You know, worked in Burger King, McDonald's, wherever she could make up the money so she could go. And she was born in Australia, but she wanted to make a connection with her Turkish roots. So during her summer break, she was going to go back to Turkey and make that cultural or family pilgrimage. And she never returned. About 6 months later, we got a phone call that she was met at the airport by an 88-year-old gentleman and dragged forcibly to a mosque where she was married. She hadn't even gotten off the plane yet. And dragged off, married, and when the when she was sprung, actually phoning back to tell us what happened, and 3 weeks later, her body was returned to her family as being a shameful example of what it was to be a young woman. And the Mufti still want to tell us that Islam is a religion that respects and honors women. What a bigger, there is no bigger load of horse manure out there. And this is happening in Australia in an annoying regularity, but the government doesn't seem to be able to get a hold on it. Whenever we in the media try and expose us, we are confronted with A, being called racist, and there are laws under Australian broadcasting that called racial vilification laws, even though what we report is truth, we're demeaning that culture.
Wow. Wow, Jack, that's just crazy. That story that you just told. Yeah, that's crazy. That story is nuts. Thanks for sharing that with us. And so many other people tell stories just like Jack's. At what point do you say, boy, enough is enough? And I guess with Nigeria, that's one place where it starts anyway. We'll fill in the blanks there next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've
coming up in our next segment on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Monica Lewinsky pops her head up again. What's that all about? While Hillary Clinton is talking about faith and family, oh, the two collide on the same day, sharing the headlines. We'll talk about it. Before we get there, though, talking about this situation in Nigeria is just so depressing, frankly. And Jack was mentioning it there. What's is we're talking about, you know, hundreds of girls that have been abducted, kidnapped. Walk right into the house, take the girl, that's it, they're gone. They sell them into slavery, take them all over the place, do whatever they feel like doing, and nothing is done. The Nigerian government lets it go on. Although Nigeria is defending its response to what's happened with the schoolgirls by this terror group, Boko Haram, as these sort of details start to emerge about a couple of mass abductions. The president, Goodluck Jonathan, of course, is under massive pressure and under fire, to say the least, over the accusations, which seem pretty on target, that the government ignored and downplayed the abduction of the girls that have been the focus of a huge social media campaign for a long time. So now, finally, there is some action because of this latest abduction and how many people have signed petitions and the push to do something and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. This is what's now taken place. What's happened is, well, first of all, Boko Haram is an Islamic extremist group where they say in the name of Allah they're doing this and Allah sees fit that they can do this to these girls. And they see no signs of anyone stopping them. The military hadn't done anything since the abductions, and which is really kind of crazy. So now the U.S. offers to help. Maybe Nigeria, finally. I think the president was just looking the other way, and frankly, so was anybody under his guise, you know, anyone that was serving in the military or law enforcement, and now Nigeria has to face the music. So, of course, the president is saying, oh, yes, yes, he's bowing to the international pressure and all the outrage. So they're going to have an information center dedicated to, guess what, answering questions about what'd you do with my daughter and giving daily updates about rescue attempts. The U.S., our president has said, listen, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you some military help and law enforcement mind. So we're going to have a creation of a coordination cell. This is what the State Department has decided to do, to provide intelligence, investigations, and hostage negotiation expertise. Because obviously the Nigerians don't have it, but I think it's because they just haven't even bothered. So as all this help is now being offered to the president of Nigeria, there are more and more details spilling out about the abduction of at least 8 more girls between the ages of 12 and 15. They were snatched Sunday night from their village near the border of Cameroon, which is a stronghold for Boko Haram. And they have gotten training from Al-Qaeda. They're an Al-Qaeda affiliate. And this is thus the whole thing about Allah, and this is why we're doing it and all that kind of stuff. So it's a huge, huge challenge, I think, to anybody who jumps into this, because they have some pretty big numbers. And the United States has branded Boko Haram a terror organization, has put a $7 million bounty on the group's leader, Abubakar Shekau. So $7 million. They bomb schools, churches, mosques. They just do whatever they feel like doing. Grab the machetes and let's go. But because, I think even though they were doing all those other things, once the girls became such a big deal, then that's where other people decided they were going to get involved. The United Nations human rights chief blasted the Boko Haram, saying the group's claim of slavery and sexual slavery of girls are crimes against humanity, and the girls have to be returned. Of course, they're not going to pay attention to any of that. But I think that just raising the awareness has finally caused other people to take pause and decide, okay, we're going to do something about this. And it's not just the United States. There are all of our allies are throwing in different ways with this, too, which is good. I mean, this is something that's happened in the past. As Jack mentioned in his call, this is not something new. Things like this have happened for a long time, but now there's just a spotlight on it, and when the spotlight's there, you got to snag that spotlight and get some of those people back, get some of these girls back. So how many have been released? How many have been rescued? You know, families are asking, where's my daughter? And when they started to lie and say, well, some of them have been released, some of them are out there, then that's when the family said, well, what are you talking about? We don't have any of these girls. We don't know what you're talking about. We have no idea. Nigeria's finance minister, in fact, said that the country's government is committed to finding the girls, but should have done a better job explaining the situation to the public. Yeah. So what's the situation? We have this incredibly scary gang that keeps growing in numbers. And we haven't been able to do very much to stop them, frankly. And we're worried about stopping them because they're just that dangerous. Well, now I think there'll be a change, so I think that's a good thing. And I think it's a good thing to get involved in, because we're not sending giant amounts of troops in. We're sending specialists in to help along with other governments who are involved. And maybe there's going to be a way to crack down on this sick, sadistic group and get those kids back. Some of them probably, because this has happened now for a couple of years, who knows even before that, some of them probably aren't even kids anymore, and who knows what's happened with the Boko Haram. I mean, who knows some of the things that they've done in the name of Allah. Very, very sad. Very, very, very sad. Kidnapping and what it's like to be kidnapped is also on the minds of, remember, the three women who were kidnapped by Ariel Castro and held in his house here in the United States, in Cleveland, held in his house for over 10 years. What I like about the women that were involved in this is that they're telling their story. They're, you know, it'd be really, I can't even imagine. More rough doesn't begin to describe it, but the fact that they're having conversations and they're talking to, I think, the media about what happened and how it happened to them, I think is good, because this, again, is a warning to perhaps others of things that, not that you have to go around paranoid, but things that unfortunately can happen. Remember, Ariel Castro was sentenced to life plus 1,000 years for kidnapping, raping, and holding the three women captive, and then he was found hanging in his prison cell, which that's interesting in itself, isn't it? But Michelle Knight, I happen to catch this, was on Anderson Cooper's show, and she said she wasn't the only one being held by Castro, but she knew she was different. She said she was the punching bag, and she said day after day, month after month, year after year, the terror and the torment was unbelievable. And it was back in 2002 when she was lured in to his car with the promise of a new puppy. Ugh. And then finally, Amanda Berry and Georgina, or Gina De Jesus, got the chance to be free when that story, when that whole situation unraveled. Thank goodness. But listening to her experiences, just so sad that nobody knew what was happening in that house. Nobody had any idea. Crazy. They were chained together by the feet inside a small room. And I guess the entire time they really leaned on each other, they said, emotionally. There is a special place in hell for people like Ariel Castro, I have to say. Stay with us. Coming up next, we are checking the mail.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN. The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
And I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you've never told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
So, you know, you can always throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But overwhelmingly, we have massive amounts of email that come in each and every day to this show. So, let's head to the mail room.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from The Q, I get it, who says, Kate, Monica Lewinsky back in the news again. Are we not sick of Monica Lewinsky? The Republicans jumping on this is just stupid if they do it, because let her talk, let her break her silence and talk about why she did what and how she was attracted to Clinton and how she was a scapegoat and whatever else she has to say in Vanity Fair. We really don't care at this point. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Belaboring this point is just pathetic. I don't get it. So Bill Clinton is always going to be a punchline with a cigar and the dress and everything else, but it's old news. Who cares? And it's not going to tank whoever runs on the Democratic side, especially if it's Hillary Clinton. Heck, it might even help Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I feel the same way. Somebody wrote me a note, heard me say that, and somebody wrote me a note saying, oh, who cares if the president breaks all the rules and should be impeached? Well, it's gone days, people. It doesn't matter. It's done. It's gone. So it's, you know, channeling the whole Monica Lewinsky thing does not do anything to increase the chances that a Republican gets in office next time around. It's just titillating conversation that is, like I said, it's the brunt of jokes. It was even at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, there was a couple of Monica Lewinsky jokes. That's it. That's what it amounts to at this point. Now, if you feel sorry for her and you say, oh, well, cool, she's telling her side of the story, good for her, and now she's older and blah, 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 okay, you know, whatever. But personally, I really don't care that she breaks her silence to talk about the whole Bill Clinton thing. You know, because here's the thing. Yes, it was stupid and ridiculous, and give me a break on Bill Clinton's part with this whole thing. But she also was complicit in it, too. So, of course. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Then she tells the biggest blabbermouth on the planet, outs her. Isn't this the usual way this happens? Like, a la in a different way, Donald Sterling fooling around with a younger girl who says, oh, I told my friend about it, gave him the recordings, trying to say that they're the ones that put the recordings out. I mean, come on. So I don't think it helps Republicans anyway. It's not gonna sink Hillary Clinton. All right, how about this one from Chuck, who says, wow, climate change, shmimate change. I don't believe in global warming, although I do applaud efforts to try and nail it down. Why not investigate weather patterns? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Why not have a bunch of scientists come together, create a panel, and look into all kinds of things weather-related? I don't think that's a bad deal whatsoever, but I still cannot believe that we want to call it global warming or climate warming or any of that kind of stuff. I don't agree with it. The other stuff that's in some of this report that I've seen is some useful information. So I'm not going to totally trash it, but it's not going to sell me on the whole warming idea. How about you? Well, I think there is good information, and I would agree with you on that. I haven't read the whole thing. I know they talk about heat waves, and they talk about heart, lung, and kidney problems, and what happens, and then they talk about the hottest days of the year, and how many degrees it keeps going up, and then what it'll be like in XYZ year, and they talk about in the Northeast the storms and what kind of storms you can expect and all that kind of stuff and what the outlook is like. And here is what's useful to me, is what's the infrastructure like regardless? Moving forward, what's our infrastructure like? More people, more houses being built along coastlines, possibilities of damage of soil. Of course, we see soil erosion. I've seen it at the Jersey Shore. So all of that is useful information. But if the report is biased, it's slanted, and it's to really push an Environmental Protection Agency agenda, well, that's different. And you think about this. This is the third time we've had this. The first one came in the Clinton administration. The second one, George W. Bush was accused of tampering with what they reported. They called it Climate Change Science Program, and they were talking about the connection, altering the connection between greenhouse gas emissions and global warming. And then the last was released in June of 2009 when Obama was pushing for climate legislation in Congress in his first term. So that's what this is also part of. Here are the things that I promised I was going to do, and that was one of the things he talked about. And now will he get this massive report? Will he get the backup? And, you know, this all goes to the lawmakers. So what are the lawmakers going to decide when the EPA comes up with emissions and regulations? And, you know, there's still going to be that same war over what's happening. Is it cyclical? Is it some kind of change? What is it? And what are we doing about it? What are we looking at? What do we really discover? Do we really have an impartial panel of people? Can you look at scientific evidence and not be swayed in one direction or other? See, I think inherently people are biased. Even Sonia Sotomayor, one of the Supreme Court justices, remember when she was getting grilled on the Hill as the nominee, one of the things, when she was a nominee, one of the things that she said is that you could not have an opinion, that you had a natural bias, and she's right. I don't believe that somebody is just so, they're so black and white that it's just strictly on what the facts are. In some way, you are a little bit, I think you are a little bit slanted toward how you're raised or where you're raised or that kind of stuff. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one from Steven, who says, hello, Kate Delaney. I've been missing your show. I switch shifts at my job, but now I'm back again. I noticed that there's been some interesting talk lately, especially the Donald Sterling stuff. I think he's a bum and had to go anyway. So whether or not he was duped by some young chickie, and of course he was, he was a jerk of a guy anyway. Ask anybody familiar with Donald Sterling, and they'll tell you that. And you made the point about the NBA being an association, so therefore they have a leg to stand on, whether it's right, wrong, or whatever. You join a club, if they want to boot you out, it might not be fair, but you know they can boot you out from the Chamber of Commerce, from Rotary, and from the NBA. Well, I think there'll be some challenges. This whole thing is not over yet. They're looking for a CEO at this point to run things in Sterling land, and he's got the lifetime ban. I can't imagine that the NBA wouldn't win this, but I doubt they want to go to court, but they probably could end up in court. Sterling could challenge the recording and all that kind of stuff, and he just might do that. Here's another one. This one from Bill in Illinois, who says, America Tonight, I know you pay attention to such things, such as sports, and I wonder if you heard the story about Floyd Mayweather and the fact that he threw it in everybody's face, how much money he was making for the fight and what a huge amount of money he got for about an hour's work, and what you thought of that. Well, he said something like $75 million. It's the easiest $75 million I've ever earned, something like that. I think that that's his bravado. That's, he changes his character. That's what he does. So that's the talk. And talk is cheap, though. You know, who is he fighting? And he's a welterweight guy. So what about the heavyweight division? To me, that was always the big one, and now it's a nothing burger. There is no heavyweight division to speak of. And good for him that, you know, we live in a free country, and he's a capitalist, so he's definitely partaking in capitalism with the kind of money he's getting paid to fight. But eventually, I don't know. Why would he retire? That's probably what he's making his point. Why would he retire when he's making the crazy amount of money that he's making? And Marcus Maidana, who is the guy he fought this past weekend, you know, it was 12 rounds, but you're never going to win just in the rounds against Floyd Mayweather Jr. So he's jabbing him. He's trying to do what he could, but in the end, it didn't matter. And Maidana said, I definitely think I won the fight. But he might have given him some moments of difficulty, but he did not win the fight. In the end, it was Floyd. So Floyd gets another big payday. And somebody likes to go see the fights, by the way, because there were 16,000-plus people at the MGM Garden in Vegas. And there was, of course, a big audience for the pay-per-view for the fight. So I think people still want, you know, I think people are searching for really the heavyweight to come back, the heavyweights in boxing to come back. All right, if you have any thoughts on anything, you can always send them to me, americatonight.net.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery. due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
Well, that was a famous line from Bill Clinton saying he didn't have sex with this woman, then he took it back and came up with another line, if you remember, and the world was riveted to what was going on with the whole Monica Lewinsky thing. Now she's decided to open up about her affair with Clinton for the first time in years, sharing how the internet and other things media-wise have really led to global humiliation for her. She did an essay for Vanity Fair that's coming out next week, and she said she came forward about her experiences because of Tyler Clementi, who was the 18-year-old who committed suicide after video of him kissing another man was broadcast online. That was that Rutgers student. And she decided that she was going to tell that story. She's going to talk about 1998 when her mother was scared to death and wouldn't let her out of her sight, and that she was, you know, replaying the weeks where she, night after night, she stayed inside because of the scorn and the shame and the fear and everything else that happened. And she said she was just humiliated to death. And she thought that it might help by telling her story, others, and what that was like. you know, what in the most darkest moments that you can imagine. And she also said that she was not offered $12 million for a tell-all book. She said she did turn down offers that would have earned her more than $10 million because they didn't feel like the right thing to do. She says it's time, her big quote is, it's time to bury the blue dress, burn the beret. And she says she deeply regrets what happened between herself and President Clinton. She said, I myself deeply regret what happened. And then I guess the rest will come out. The she will forever be a punchline. There's just no way around that because she's Monica Lewinsky. People know that name. She is infamous, and there's nowhere to get away from that. She's right about that. The public humiliation would have been, I'm sure, unbelievable. But I can't believe that she thought, or just wasn't thinking, that nothing would come of that. Which, of course, that's what happened. I mean, it was the beginning of the super internet age where things started to explode a lot more, but not quite to the level they are now. She still is, like I say, that punchline. And she's also responds to people calling her out, like Hillary Clinton, who characterized her as a narcissistic Looney Tune in some kind of correspondence with a close friend that she found out about. She said if that was the worst thing that was said about her, she would be so lucky. But that there were, you know, other things that were really, really, really tough to take. Just, again, she was complicit in the whole thing, so tough to feel, from my point of view, tough to feel sorry for Monica Lewinsky, but will it do anything to further the cause of somebody other than a Democrat being elected? I don't think so. I don't think it really does anything for that. I mean, bringing it up constantly, again and again and again, I don't think does anything from the point of view of another party to get, you know, have the Democrats crash and explode because it's just been too long. But, you know, what about Bill Clinton? And that was bad behavior. There's no doubt about it. He was the president and married. And he survived, though, because he had the cocoon around him. But he has also become the punchline again and again and again, maybe even more than Monica Lewinsky. Maybe more than Monica Lewinsky. What is very, very interesting, it shows the power of Bill Clinton, is that he is able to get through that, like, boom. Okay, I'm sorry this happened, and that's it, and moves on, goes through the tunnel of shame, but comes out on the other end. Now, who raises the money? Who helps people when they need Clinton's help as far as the Democrats go in running races? They call him Bill Clinton. President Bush, George W. Bush, was not even invited to the Republican convention in Tampa last time around, but who was featured heavily? Clinton was. So he was able to overcome that. And I guess Monica Lewinsky wasn't. Jack says Monica should be the poster girl to sell cigars. And that is bum bump. That is always what the jokes are about. They're always about the cigars. But I mean, the real question is, does it hurt Hillary Clinton? And I've talked to Republican strategists about this. I mean, really good Republican strategists who say, no way, no how. It's not going to happen. It's not going to hurt. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete, what do you think?
Well, I think she should have had him arrested for assault with a dead weapon.
But I'm bumped. There's that joke.
Oh, wow.
That's what I said. The best punchlines still do come from that event.
Oh, I don't think it's going to do anything. It's,
I don't think so either.
The nation is caught up in Dancing with the Stars and American Idol.
The Voice.
Yeah. Watching the news anymore.
Yeah. I agree with you. There's a sad commentary, but that's true. And so it doesn't matter. I agree.
No, it doesn't matter at all. You doing okay? Mm-hmm.
I'm doing good. How about you?
If I didn't get any better, I'd be twins.
I like that. If I got any better, I'd be triplets.
Ooh. I don't know if we could hang with three more Katie Bobs.
It'd be tough, I think. Too much talking.
Yeah. How's that caffeine addiction?
Oh, yeah. Oh, lots yeah. of coffee.
Okay.
I understand.
Yeah, I'm
I love it. I love it. Hey, Pete, thanks. That was good. Nice one-liner there. All right, Dan, also known for his jokes, is in the wings, also from Texas. Hey, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down.
Cool, we gotcha.
Deplane. Where the hell's the plane? It ain't in the ocean, it's on the land. It's secreted by a place called Iran. Okay, I want you to listen to me. I didn't have sex with that woman either. Okay, I got something for you here. Have you ever noticed that everything Obama has done has lost money? And cost us, the American taxpayers, money. You cannot name one single thing that this man has done that has done anything to put any coffers with money in it into our government. It's all been outgo. Everything, outgo. Now his new budget is over $1 trillion again that he wants to spend on infrastructure after doing it the first time. The jobs that was going to be there, shovel ready jobs. He wants mm-hmm. to play the same scenario again. And on this global warming crap that he's pushing, hey, we have had two ice ages where it got cold enough that we almost lost every single person in the world. And then now we've got global warming. Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, you're not going to be reading those 900 pages, I take it, Dan. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.